Hello, good evening, and welcome to Highland Radio's Farming News and Views. Well, my special guest tonight is Philip Robinson, who is the Macrillan Afirma representative on the National Council for the organisation. Well, Philip, Macrillan Afirma, a voluntary organisation for young people aged between 17 and 35, it's a long and proud history, and thousands of people have gone through it down through the years.
That's right, yep. And Donegal, Macra, had sort of basically disappeared in the last maybe 15 years, but in the last 5 years we've got it up and running again. We have three very strong clubs within the county. We have Anishowen, and they meet in Quigley's Point. We have North Donegal, who are based in Mulford, and we have Proberjob, that are based in the Rifo area.
So great to see that things have been revived after what you said was a period of very little activity. And the clubs that are there now, Philip, all the indications are that they can go from strength to strength?
That is right. We're getting more and more members all the time, and maybe we would like to maybe introduce another club in the future as things get stronger within the county.
Now, I suppose Macrillan Afirma, it's a household name. Everybody's heard of them, but maybe some of the people listening out there tonight don't actually know that much about the organisation. So sort of guide us through essentially what it does. I mean, it covers a huge amount of things that can help people's life skills in all sorts of ways.
Well, basically, it's based on young farmers, but it's nothing, well, I'll not say it's nothing at all to do with young farmers, but it is much broader than that. Like, for young farmers, you have things like FBD Young Farmer of the Year, stock judging, Know Your Ag quizzes, but then on the other side of things, you have drama and debating and a whole different range of things to improve your social skills. And then we have a great social side to the thing as well.
Yeah, and that is important. You know, there are a lot of people, particularly in the farming community, who can be out working all day on the land, and, you know, this is a great social outlet, as you say. So how often, typically, would a local branch meet?
Well, we have our meetings once a month, and we'll have at least one social event or occasion within the month as well. And then we also have our county executive meetings once a month. So there's quite a few opportunities for us to meet and come together.
And in the last year, for example, Philip, give us an idea of maybe some of the events that people in Macra, in Donegal, would have been involved in.
Well, I suppose one of the biggest things was one of our clubs did a Mizzen to Mallon cycle in aid of the Irish Cancer Society, which raised about 14,000. So that was one of the biggest things this year. There's competitions that have been attended with. For example, there we just had, we were down in Tullamore at Queen of the Land last month, which is a big event, and we had Aoife Doherty, who represented our county at it. So there's always lots happening.
And I suppose one of the great things about, you mentioned there, the cycle is it's a great outlet. It's a sense of fun. People have a good time, and also all for a good cause.
That is right. And also, with Macra being much stronger down in the country than it is actually up here, it was a chance for us to interact with clubs as they supported us along the way, and they actually gave us a hand with the fundraising, and it was just great to see it all coming together.
Well, given the numbers involved in agriculture in a county like Donegal, one would suspect that there must be scope in the long term for more people to become involved in Macra.
Very much so, very much so. As I say, we have great involvement in the three areas we're in, and maybe into the future we could maybe try and set up another club, maybe in the Donegal town area, or just to bring sort of that side through and get more involvement as well.
Now, I know one of the major parts of Macra is all about leadership training, and for a lot of people it's an opportunity to get an idea of how an organization runs. The structures are there. You've chairperson, secretary, treasurer, PRO, and then you have regional training officers and workshops, and you learn things ranging from motivating people, teamwork, strategic planning, delegating, and all that sort of thing. And that can help you in so many other branches of life.
As you've said there, we every year, as our officers within the clubs change, we have our training. But as you say there, we also, that has, if you take IFA and a lot of the leaders in it today have come through MACRA and have basically learned most of their skills through that, through MACRA. So
I'm speaking here with Philip Robinson, who's the MACRA and the Firma representative for Donegal on MACRA's National Council. Philip, you touched on it there. I mean, MACRA, it's a social partner with other farm organisations, and it's interesting to note down through the years, the IFA, the ICMSA, the ICSA, various organisations have seen people coming up through the ranks, and many of them would have learnt their skills, everything from debating to the sort of getting to know local politics through the likes of MACRA.
That is right, yeah, especially the debating end of things. While MACRA is a non-political organisation, we don't tend to get involved in that end of the thing, but it's just basic social skills and getting out there and just becoming more confident.
And the fact that it's a national organisation and that you really do get expert assistance all the time, don't you?
Yep, that's right. We have our regional development officer, Vincent Roddy, who attends both club meetings and county meetings throughout the year, and he keeps us right. And they're also involved then in the training that the new officers get along the way.
Now, life can be stressful for everybody in all walks of life, and I know MACRA is an organisation that's also played its part in promoting that message about positive mental health. And I suppose being involved in MACRA just by its very nature means you're taking a positive step.
Yeah, we definitely are. And most importantly, as a chance, basically, we're always meeting, we're always out there, we're always doing fun things as well as educational things, and it's just a good opportunity for people to get out there and forget about their worries.
Looking ahead to next year, I think you've is there a table quiz coming up in the Clanree Hotel in Letterkenny shortly, and a number of things no doubt are in the pipeline of particular significance?
We have a Know Your Ag table quiz at in the Dry Arch, Letterkenny, on the 16th of December.
And early in the new year, what's coming up?
Also in the new year, we have Northwest Kings and Queens, and that's each county in within the Northwest region has a king and queen. And I would just like to wish Aoife McGlynn from Manishowen MACRA and David Moody from Proberjaw MACRA all the best as they represent our county.
And tell us a little bit more about that competition. What exactly does it entail?
Well, each king and queen is paired up with a king or a queen that they don't know and from a different county. And their sort of competition runs all day, and they have to do silly things just, and basically at night they're interviewed, and as whatever couple gets to know one another the best is basically the winner. And it's just a entertainment and a great weekend.
And where is it taking place this time?
In the Sligo Park Hotel.
I suppose there's people out there who may incorrectly feel that MACRA is very much a male-dominated thing, but it's very much open to females as well.
Oh, very much so, yeah, and it's getting stronger and stronger. There's so much there for females as well, yeah, and I would like to encourage as many as possible to join. And
now, if somebody wants to find out more about MACRA, obviously there's a website which has a lot of information about it, or you can contact, I suppose, one of the local groups and you'll be pointed in the right direction?
Yeah, macra.ie or Facebook there, Donegal MACRA, or any of the clubs have, we've all MACRA pages, and just express your interest, and there'll be contact details on there. And it's open to everybody between 17 and 35, and we would like as many as possible to join.
Philip Robinson there, the National Council Representative for Donegal, with Macra na Ferma. Now for some news items, and the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine has issued advice to farmers about the predicted risk of disease caused by liver fluke infection in livestock this winter. A liver fluke disease forecasting model based on data provided by Met Éireann with regard to weather conditions last winter and rainfall during the summer and early autumn of this year predicts a moderate risk of liver fluke infection in most parts of the country and a high risk in a number of regional locations in the northwest of the country. There has been a significant reduction in the incidence of acute deaths in sheep caused by liver fluke diagnosed in the department's regional veterinary laboratories during the first 10 months of this year relative to recent years. However, ongoing surveillance for disease and ill thrift associated with liver fluke is most important over the remainder of the autumn and winter months. The Agriculture Minister, Simon Coveney, has announced that he has decided on substantial changes to the National Brucellosis Control Regime for 2015 and onwards, which is likely to bring an end to routine on-farm brucellosis testing during 2015 and will affect significant savings for livestock farmers in testing costs. Commenting on the changes, the Minister said having fully complied with EU requirements for mandatory levels of testing for a period following achievement of officially brucellosis-free status in 2009, which has now come to an end, we now have greater freedom to put in place arrangements which best meet the needs of our situation. Speaking this week at a major international conference in Dublin organised by the IFA and Chagas to celebrate the United Nations International Year of Family Farming, IFA President Eddie Downey said that a combination of factors is contriving to put unprecedented pressure on the Irish and EU model of family farming. Mr. Downey said a combination of extreme price volatility, escalating input costs that bear no relationship to farm market returns, reduced EU support in real terms for productive farming, inequity in a food supply chain, and a never-ending assortment of costly political and societal bureaucratic interference is sapping income and profitability out of family farming. Farmers who are members of Chagas beef discussion groups were found to have higher output, higher costs and higher overall gross and net margins than non-members. That's according to an independent evaluation report. Impact of farmers participating in Chagas Beef Discussion Groups 2012 to 2014, which was carried out by Broadmoor Research for Chagas. Meanwhile, there is little solace for cattle farmers in the latest Chagas Outlook figures, according to the ICSA President Patrick Kent. While the figures are not substantially worse than 2013, the far better weather in 2014 counteracted serious falls in cattle prices. Even the top producers struggled to make a respectable return, with the most profitable suckler farms generating just 106 euro a hectare and the most profitable finishing units delivering 225 euro a hectare. This is put in context by the average net margin of 1,287 euro a hectare on dairy farms. The average dairy farm made 12 times more profit per hectare than the top most efficient suckler farms and almost 6 times more than the most profitable beef farms. Forecasts for 2015 predict a big drop in dairy incomes, but no real light at the end of the tunnel for the cattle sector. And finally, time for livestock prices this week. Cattle prices, steers making €3.85 a kilo to €3.90 a kilo. Heifers, €3.90 a kilo to €3.95 a kilo. U-grade bulls, €3.85 a kilo to €3.95 a kilo. And R-grade cows, €3.40 a kilo to €3.50 a kilo. Sheep prices, lambs up to 23 kilos making €5.10 a kilo. And ewes making up to €3 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for another edition. Time has beaten us again. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.